But my mother didn't, and she didn't allow nothing of that kind of talk around her at all.
What did they call?
Well, they called them ghosts, you know. The imagine. I think it's much as same as something as divine. The imagination of a person would see something.
Oh, yeah. What did they call a house where they thought ghosts lived? Say, oh,
well, that house is haunted.
Uh-huh. A haunted house. Uh-huh. What term would you now through with those, going back now to some of these terms of expression of feeling, like for instance, if you got up in the morning and wasn't, it was neither, it was a little chilly, you'd say, I think I asked you that though.
It's real bum something.
It's rather cold this morning, would you
say? Yes, I don't know.
Sort of cold?
Well, yes, I was going to say, well, we'd say there's been a change. It's chilly this morning, or something of that kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was wondering, whether you'd rather, or kind of, or sort of, which one of those expressions you'd use? I get up and say, oh, it's rather cold.
Rather, if I choose neither one of them.
Uh-huh.
Or chillier.
Well, if it were very cold, you'd say what?
Well, I'd say it's cold.
Well, how would you show a degree? Would you say, oh, it's very cold?
Well, if I thought one was compared to the day before, I'd say, well, it's much colder this morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how would you show expression if you were very glad to see somebody? Oh, you'd say, I'm
so glad to see you, and hello, and show it. More in your manner of talking than in what you'd say.
Mm-hmm. Well, they use the expression, how are you, or how do you do here, which are both?
Well, I've heard both used, but it's, I believe, common is how to do.
Mm-hmm.
To leave out the you, even, I think, to cut it the whole business.
Just how to do.
Make it short, how to do.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that here on the street a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's either how to do or hello.
Well, they usually say, how are you very much?
No. Well, you do is you stop and talk to a person. Well, then you say, well, how are you today, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But not, you don't, just passing a person, you just simply say, how, hello, something like that.
I'll be sure to say that.
I could have got that little stool there and put those things on easy
mm-hmm.
with you. I could have got that little stool there and put those things on.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can tell your little girl about, listen here. All that we saw up at the fort.
Oh, what was that you say now? I believe that.
I believe that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's only really good to ask you a question if I don't get any record of it. Would you use the term yes, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, I was just said a term, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Why yes or no,
mm-hmm.
Whichever one.
Uh-huh. Do you habitually say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, or just simply yes?
Well, I seldom use the word ma'am. We used to, we sort of had to,
mm-hmm.
But
all
I say
time.
Yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'll say yes, sir, when I want to express it more than I'd say yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't know why it is, but unless it's man and I fuss more than do the other.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mr. the school teacher out here, we're always scrapping.
How about the reference to a great accumulation? For instance, we looked down there and saw a big pile, you'd say,
look at that pile of junk down there.
Oh,
trash
that.
Or whatever it was. We've had so much of that now since the flood, you know, come up here. It's awful.